listening to the Daily Gold Podcast, covering precious metals, the junior mining sector, and global capital markets for intelligent investors. Now, here is your host, Jordan Roy Byrne.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Gold Podcast. Well, we're chatting here on Thursday. It's Halloween. It's the end of the month. We just had the Fed. The gold stocks are perking up a little bit. You know, they've been in this correction, consolidation, whatever you want to call it. And I wanted to bring on someone who they have the historical perspective on what's going on. They also have a system that makes accurate and timely calls. And that's why I have Dr. Jeff Kern back with me. He is the developer of the Ski Gold Stocks trading system. He's also the creator, founder, editor, publisher. I just like using all those words, Jeff. But you can find him at SkiGoldStocks.com. And Jeff, so starting off here, we've had this little correction in the gold stocks. And you follow UserX. So listeners, if you're in front of a computer, you can pull up USERX. You can pull that up while we're chatting. And UserX, Jeff, has had a little bit of a correction here. It's perked up with the sector. What's going on here? What is your system telling you about here and what we can expect over the next couple months and into next year?
Well, Jordan, your last interview with me, you initiate each of them, was on June 12th of this year. And I, you know, described how the bull market signals were occurring, and so they did. And now you picked another good time, although I wanted to do it last week when you asked me, because I was going to say the same thing a week ago that I'm saying now, and that is that the bull market correction or decline should have ended. It's not Jeff, it's the indices should have ended on 10/15, October 15th, at UserX 830. That generated a buy signal that executed the next day. So Ski executed a day off the low, as is common, and I'm stating, and I publicly stated a week ago on my free articles at 321gold.com that was it. That was the intermediate term low, and we should be going up for months.
Okay, so, and I do want to mention that last interview. What you noted was that we had to there was a bullish conclusion, but the market really had to get moving literally in the next week or so, if I recall. And that's exactly what happened. The market did start shooting higher. Is there, based on what you're seeing here and now, does that mean that UserX and the gold stocks, they have to go to a new high immediately, or can they continue to consolidate here and trade up around the resistance level? Or is this a call where they really have to break to new highs like immediately?
Actually, the low on 10/15 was marked by a 16 to 20 index buy signal, which means prices had just fallen as much as possible into that buy. The ensuing rise goes up, has to go up to a 35 to 39 index buy signal, which means that prices go over the prices from 35 to 39 trading days earlier. And again, you pick the spot because that'll generate tomorrow when UserX closes over 882. Now, it closed at 882 yesterday. We're, of course, up as expected another maybe 2% today. So it's going to do it. It's supposed. I have historical, theoretical reasons why it's supposed to do it exactly at this time. So it'll do it tomorrow. It'll generate the signal. Prices usually rise into that buy signal, but that's the, quote, ski confirmation of the start of the next intermediate term, meaning usually 3 to 4 month, what we call it, what, impulsive rise?
Right. And so and just conventionally looking at the user X, I mean, that does have a potential cup pattern. Maybe it's building a little bit of a handle right now, but that if it breaks above 10, you would have a measured move up to about 14 or slightly below it. Is that potentially the upside target that we can see on this move, or are you seeing something less than that, or are you just not willing to give a strong target based on your system? How do you see the upside here for this particular move?
Oh, Jordan, another excellent question. I love being interviewed by you. The answer from June, when the bull market started, the normal projection is 100% rise from about, that was about a little below $8. So at that time, the general statement, because I don't have a crystal ball specifically on picking tops in long-term bull markets, but generally the historical guidelines are that it takes about a year from last June, and user X should more than double to 16 or higher. This next intermediate term wave, I don't have a target for. It probably won't get up to 16. You're suggesting 14, fine with me. Then we'll go through another one of these about 2 month declines, and then I can tell you now that there'll be another wave higher. And so maybe that'll only go to 16 or to 18. But that's about the best I can say, because all I can do is say, you know, we've started this next multi-month rise, and it should not be the last rise, because I have rules about the last rise. This is not it.
Yeah, getting up to 16, I mean, that looks like for user X, I mean, this is a different index. That's very close to the 2011 high, so that would
exactly. Well, it got up to 20, 21, 22. It could do it again without gold getting up to 1900 even. I mean, the gold stocks are, you know, somewhat different than gold, not terribly different, but you know, the typical target on gold now for me would be like 1685, 1700.
Right. That makes a lot of sense, because the measured upside move for gold based on the bottoming pattern and the breakout above the neckline is 1700, at least by my work. Now, I want you to tell us what this might mean for GDX and GDXJ. I know you also, and then you have some subscribers who apply the same analysis to the Huey, gold and silver, but you say user X has the best historical track record. So I'm just wondering, with GDX, I see a potential measured upside move of GDX getting up close to 50. It's trading at 28 right now. Not a whole lot different from user X, but does that sound like something as far as a target that could align with your targets for user X?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I apply it personally to the UE as a kind of ancillary information. But I rely upon user X resolutely, absolutely. We use UE, and people apply it to everything else, including the S&P 500 and you name it, though I won't vouch for that. But all of the gold stock and gold silver ski indices are in a beautiful synchrony. I use the word synchrony, meaning they're all giving their signals within a day of each other. User X still tends to do better by a day. or 2 days than the other measures. But I love it when they're all together.
I want to come back to the synchrony, but just a quick follow-up. Do you have an upside target for the HUI?
I would just say the same. Well, actually, User X during bull markets tends to not perform as positively as the UE or even GDX. So, like when in June, I would have projected a eventual top at least 16 for User X. If you look back to like 2016 bull, I believe User X went up about 120-130% from the buy signal in 7 months. But GDXJ is supposed to do better. It's more volatile. And the UE, I don't know, did it go up 150 or 180% in 2006?
I think it was about 180.
Yeah, something around there. But it outperformed UserX because UserX oftentimes has a – it's a mutual fund, so it maintains a cash position. And so it doesn't perform as violently – on the upside or the downside. It's more conservative. And so I'm a conservative guy. I still like UserX. I prefer to make smaller amounts on the upside so that I lose less on the downside when it starts going down. But this time, interestingly, Frank Holmes, who readers might know, who's been running UserX since 1985, now has a 98% invested position, as it so happens. I've never seen a UserX have such a low cash position. I mean, if I cashed out my money, they're only a $100 million fund. They're going to have to sell stocks just to pay me.
Well, it sounds like you're a big holder of that fund then.
I've got 40% of my net worth in gold stocks. I keep 10% in gold. So I've got, you know, and I've made a lot of money. I've been doing this, and I'm 67 years old. So I've been doing this for 35 years now. So, yeah, they used to send me T-shirts and coffee cups all the time. Now they don't do that anymore.
Okay. I want to talk about your long-term indices, because I know the primary objective of SKI is you're really focused on the here and now, you know, the intermediate term that you love talking about. You have those three sets of back prices, but you also have, back prices that go out several years. And I didn't realize this, Jeff, but we didn't even talk about those in June when you came on, because you were talking about how this was going to be like a 6 to 12 month really strong move. But we didn't talk about what those back prices were saying at the time. So, I mean, it sounds like your outlook based on the system still very bullish here over the next, you know, 6, maybe 9 months or so. What is your system telling you as far as the, you know, let's call it the 2 to 3 year outlook for gold stocks?
That's all correct, Jordan. Your understanding is great for not being a regular, you know, skier subscriber or reading this every day. But yeah, there's the regular indices, 35 to 39, 16 to 20, 35 to 39 index, 92 to 96. That's what I rely on. And then we had found the, in 1985, the 221 index, which is like the 92 to 96 index. So that's like almost 1 year. And then we've got longer term indices from the 221 to the 442. They're all multiples that worked out. The 663, which is 3 years, to the 884, which is 4 years. And those long-term indices actually turned out to be inverted from the regular indices. So The longest ones, 884 and 663, actually buy on the climbs, which we got a month ago. The 663 prices went down, went below the prices from 3 years ago, gave a buy signal. Those indices were went to a bull market 1 day after the regular indices in June. Never seen it before. That's what's kept me from being too nervous during this recent decline. I am adamant about being bullish.
Okay, so those indices that lead you to be adamantly bullish, what's the track record as far as like when they go bullish, what's the potential upside or the average upside in gold stocks as far as user X? Are there any statistics that come to your mind that we can touch on based on the real long-term buy signal?
Yeah, the long-term buy signals are excellent, but they're going to end up selling, getting stopped out way too late. That's why I just use them kind of as extra information to boost or reduce my, you know, perceived confidence in the regular indices. You got to stay with the thing, the 16 to 20, 35 to 39. 92 to 96 is still 5 months. So as of today, we are 92 to 96 trading days from when the bull started. And so that stop is rising. It's going to take another 5 months to rise past this level. That's the sell stop. And so the 221 index takes a year, and it's going to draw, you know, it's going to sell like after like a 30% drop or something like that. So it empirically comes out, oh, probably over the last 45 years, making about 10-12% a year, that index, because it only buys like this 10 times in the last 45 years or so, and then it sells too late.
But do you have any data as far as when the buy signal occurred and then from the market moved to the next peak?
It's like, again, it's always 6 months, a year, maybe up to 16 months. Bull markets in the gold stocks last a year. Now, people will say you're wrong, Jeff, but I have it objectively defined. People would say, oh, it rose from 2001 to 2011. That's 10 years. And I'd go, no. 2001 peaked in May of 2002, 6 months later. You then dropped 50%, got another buy signal, went up 150%. But so I'm can't be that long term. Bull markets last. This one's should last at least a year, because this first 5 months now has been rather meek on the rise. So the meeker the rise, the longer it takes. 2016, we went straight up, and so that was projected to be 6 months. I think it went seven.
So the 10 buy signals based on the long term, which is not the best at telling you when to get out, 10 signals over the last 45 years, when were the last couple signals from that index?
That I don't have at my hands. I know we got one in 2016, early February, that came a couple of weeks after the 92 to 96 came. You know, whatever it was, like 3 days off the actual January bottom in 2016. There have been many more than 10 such 221 index buy signals in history. Because sometimes it'll buy, sell 2 days later, buy back, you know, it'll get whipsawed. And I'm not even playing those. I mean, they just don't fit with the other information that I get.
Okay, so I'm sorry to cut you off there, but just to conclude, so you, based on your system, it sounds like over the next maybe is it 6 to 12 months or 6 to 9 months? Correct me if I'm wrong, but you are based on your system, it's telling you that there's a lot of upside potential in the gold stocks.
Stated rather perfectly, yes, that's correct. Though I'm, you know, I'm always hesitant. You can't be 100% certain of human behavior. And so right now I am I'm willing to be adamant that we've started another intermediate term leg that should go 3 or 4 months or so to the upside. And I would have to still expect that there'll be a correction then, and then at least another leg up to make up the year from last June, with essentially prices rising a lot. The more gradual, the better. That's the synopsis again. But I don't want to, the longer term I go out, the more dangerous, the less predictable it becomes.
Right. Now, is just a caveat, is there anything that would throw off this great buy signal that you have? I mean, and just as a mini follow-up to that, I mean, as long as we hold the recent lows in gold stocks, is this excellent buy signal going to remain in place?
Well, the absolute sell stop for ski would be if prices drop below the prices from 92 to 96 trading days earlier. So we've just come up right now today to UserX $8. Go back 92 to 96 trading days. God help us, we're not supposed to go down there. And sell that index. Theoretically, for me, it's not the object of sell stop, but theoretically, we shouldn't go below that last buy that came on 10/15, 2019, down at 8:30, which was, that was around U 199.12.
All right. Well, on that note, Jeff, as we close here, give us some final words, if you will, and also please mention your website and how our listeners can subscribe to your work.
Yeah, I'm always scared when I get this encouraged for bullishness, but I don't do this very often. The website is, again, if you just look or go to ski, SKI, gold stocks, the idea is you ski up the slopes, you ski down the slopes. I don't ski myself, but that's what we do with the gold stocks. And I also publish a free public update every 3 weeks. I did so last weekend. If you go to 321gold.com, you can read that I said basically the same thing or similar last weekend.
Okay, Jeff. Well, on that note, thanks so much for coming back on and giving us your expertise. I love your system. Last time it was bang on, and I hope for all our listeners who are invested in gold stocks, it's bang on again. I'm sure that will be the case as long as we hold above those back prices from 92 to 96 days ago. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on, and look forward to having you back again in the future.
Thanks so much for having me, Jordan. It's always a pleasure talking with you. We'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in to the Daily Gold Podcast. For more interviews, editorials, and analysis, log on to thedailygold.com. And for premium coverage of precious metals and the best junior mining companies, visit thedailygold.com/premium.